Reed Southwick joins us with the business news. Hey there.
Hey, Chris.
So for those keeping tabs, and apparently you are, we are now exactly 238 days away from Christmas morning.
Yep.
The toy makers are already sweating about this. Why are we talking about this in May?
Well, I'm going to let Max Rangel answer that. He is the CEO of Spin Master, which is the Toronto company behind Paw Patrol, Hatchimals, and Kinetic Sand.
The industry is working hard to get the message across, which is, very simply put, save Santa's supply chain.
She put that slogan on a t-shirt, I feel like. And look, it's not every day that a CEO is gabbing about Santa with analysts from big banks. But here we are. Rangel is on this call to talk about Spin Master's latest earnings. And he says, look, the company is now having to scrap its forecast for sales and profit margin this year because of tariffs. They've created this giant cloud of fog. The supply chain now too murky. Not even Rudolph's nose can shine through it.
Ooh, even Santa. Dealing with the tariffs now. So walk us through the impacts.
Right. Well, I will kill the suspense right now and say that Christmas in Canada does not appear to be in jeopardy. This is mainly a story about U.S. parents. But it also affects Canadian business because, like a lot of companies here, Spin Master relies heavily on American customers to buy its stuff. And a little more than half of those toys are made in China. So the Trump administration's massive tariffs against Chinese imports, like 145%, that's going to hurt. Spin Master executives now trying to rough rescue the American Christmas, to borrow a Paw Patrol catchphrase. It's moving more production outside of China. It's slashing costs and raising prices on toys destined for the States. Mercifully, though, Spin Master tells me it has no plans to hike prices in Canada as a result of these tariffs. Mm.
And speaking of prices, Reed, there appears to be a bidding war for a Canadian retailer's assets. Mm-hmm. What do we know about the rush to buy pieces of the Hudson's Bay?
Yeah, interesting, right? Because the Bay's American owners are liquidating this business on so many fronts. Not only the ongoing sale at the department stores, they're offloading the real estate. They're auctioning the Bay's historic artifacts, like we've talked about, the Royal Charter that is older than Canada itself. And they are selling the retailer's intellectual property. So this is stuff like the Bay's name, its Stripes brand, Zellers. The deadline for bids on that stuff passed yesterday.
Mm. And any ideas of who placed a bid?
Well, the Canadian press, citing unnamed sources, is reporting that Canadian Tire is on that list. However, that retailer not making any official comments on this. But we do know for sure that Tom Caldwell is one of the suitors. He is the chairman of Urbana Corporation and Caldwell Securities in Toronto. And he says, in his opinion, these brands must remain in Canada.
It isn't all altruism, don't get me wrong. But that's an important component to me and to my associates. And also, we it's opportunistic. This is a venerable name. It's a brand that has legs in many directions over obviously many years.
And wouldn't it be a blast to own Zellers?
Yeah. What does Caldwell want to do with that?
Well, he's cagey about that. He doesn't really want to give away his strategy.
It's an historic brand name, but I think it has been debased over time, you know, not really capitalizing on what it is. And our plan would be to rejuvenate the brand and see what product ranges would fit under that brand.
So, yeah, the Bay's name might get new life yet.
Yes, we will see. All right, how are the markets?
Mixed day, not a real, not much to say about what happened to the TSX. It was down 50 points. The Dow Jones was up 80 points. No real change there. The Canadian dollar, though, it was down a third of a cent, now trading at 72.2 cents U.S. Oil prices up slightly, but still pretty low at just over $59 U.S. a barrel.